This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to Screencast, Kinda Funny's only entertainment-based podcast where we discuss TV show movies, streaming news, and
Nutter Butters, too.
Yes. Nutter Butters.
I talked about those this morning.
No, definitely not.
I brought in the last two Nutter Butters from the great Greg Miller prank video of 2019.
First he got nutted, then he got butted.
Oh my God. Well, I think he got first he got butted, then he got nutted.
All right. Yeah.
No, I think that's how,
Let me finish my intro, Nick. Stop interrupting.
You got it. Okay, go ahead.
This show is recorded live every Friday at 11 a.m. on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you don't have time to watch it live, that's okay. It gets uploaded to YouTube at youtube.com/kindoffunny.
Yeah. And Rooster Teeth.
And Rooster Teeth now. It's very exciting.
Slash nothing.
Also,
just Rooster Teeth.
All of your favorite audio podcast services. Mm-hmm. So go to them. You can go to soundcloud.com/kindoffunnyscreencast.
We changed that link. It's kindoffunny AF.
Nope.
Slash kindoffunny AF.
He's lying. Please go there. Give it a follow and like it. Like it on all the platforms, please. It helps us a lot.
This one's good as a podcast, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I like seeing
us. Well, we do that purposely.
Yeah, yeah, but it's nice. Yeah. You go over. If you can't finish this video right now, ladies and gentlemen, you got something else to do, get over on the SoundClouds and the iTunes. Listen to us on podcast services. It's great. I sound great in your car or your coach.
Excellent. If you want to support us, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, and you can support at the bronze level tier and submit your responses to our questions. Thank you so much. My name is Kevin Coelho. And to my immediate right is Nick Scarpino, the man with the three-fingered review. Nick, have you watched anything good today? This week?
This week, yeah. I watched actually a surprisingly good movie on Netflix called Triple Frontier, which is a movie that I saw pop up. I'm sure all of us have seen pop up on our Netflix queues. It's Ben Affleck, Charlie Hunnam. Charles, the guy from Sons of Anarchy and King Arthur and Oscar Isaac. And this movie is like a generic... It could have plugged anyone into this film and it would have just been kind of a bad Netflix movie that came and went. But the fact that they got Ben Affleck and Oscar Isaac for this, I'm like, you know what? I'll give this a watch. This might be scratching. And I watched the whole thing. I was up till like 2 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday night watching the whole thing.
That's cool.
It's definitely proof positive that if you have a good cast, they can really carry a film. Because the idea behind it is just about a DEA agent who puts his team together of people he used to be in the military with to go and knock over like the biggest, like the Pablo Escobar of now, and they find that they figure out that he's in this house and that's where he's keeping all his money. So he puts together this team, and when they get there, they're like, "Is this legal?" And he's like, "Nah." And they're like, "Ah, fuck it, let's go." It's pretty cool. And then it's like the subsequent like stuff that ensues after that. It's pretty cool. I liked it a lot.
Where would it fall?
Oh, on the trip, it's definitely right in the middle of the three-finger scale. Not a good movie, not a bad movie, just a fun, entertaining. I mean, it's a heist film that actually has a little bit of heart because they managed to. These actors actually managed to characterize them a little bit and see what they, you know, why they're going through this and why they would go against. They talk a lot about their code because they're all military men and like why they have a great line in it where he's like, make no mistake, like we are going against every single oath we ever took to do this. We're criminals. And it's about they explore that
oath
very,
breakers.
Very well. It's cool. And then I also finished, I think I talked about this on Monday, but over the weekend I finished True Detective season 3, which was really fucking good. Not as good as season 1. Not even close, but between season 3 and
was
season 2.
Was it better two, than season
2? Oh my God, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I think I got 2 episodes into season 2, to be fair, and was like, this is terrible.
Got it.
Like, actually terrible. Like,
wow.
To the point where, like, the last shot of the first episode of season 2 is just, it's bad. It's just them staring at each other for like 5 minutes. They're just like, no, there's no spoiler. There's nothing to spoil. It's just bad. It's bad.
All right. To your right, my left is Tim. Two take Timmy.
That's
how
me.
You doing, Tim?
I don't have one take. I got two takes. That's what I do.
Sometimes.
I was going to watch. Oh, takes, isn't that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My head's not. I'm not. No, woken no worries. Up yet, you
this
know what
is,
I mean?
That's I've only had that much coffee. Joke.
I thought you were saying, like, I have different takes.
No. It's an old joke from when we used to record ads. And for whatever reason, Tim would always do them in two takes. The first one he would stumble through. Second one fucking nailed it every time.
Two take Timmy is what they call me. Okay, Timmy. On to the takes, then, cool. The hot takes. I wanted to watch Death Love Robots? Death Sex Robots?
Love Death and Robots.
Love Death and Robots, the Which Netflix animation today, anthology series.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
cool.
I knew it came out today, but I was like, oh, we're on the West Coast, so maybe there's like some fuckery going on.
9 o'clock. Going on, yeah.
Nah, that's not how it works. Netflix is based over here, so.
So it turns out it's 9 a.m. Pacific time.
Exactly. Yeah, I think it's there now.
I'm watching
very
over the
excited.
Weekend.
Very excited to watch it now. Yeah. 18 short films, animated films. The sole thing that combines them is they're cool, is what the director
the
said.
The trailer certainly looks like they're fucking cool.
That's all that needs
that's
to happen.
Fucking awesome. Instead of watching that last night, we were like, ah, oh, fuck, we're just on Netflix. What are we going to do? And she was like, oh, is there any stand-ups we haven't seen that we wanted? And I was like, well, Kevin and Nick, keep telling me about this guy. Bert
Kreischer.
Kreischer. And I was like, let's just give it a shot. And we started it. And I was like, immediately, I'm like, ooh, this is not Gia's cup of tea.
Oh, no, he might start sort of shitting his pants a lot.
Dude, we started with The Machine.
Yeah.
And then we watched
you watched them
Secret
both.
Time.
Yeah.
I mean, that spoiler alert, Gia got into it.
Yes. Did she?
As did I. Dude.
He's so fun.
He's so funny.
So good. Yeah.
Bert's one of those
he's
guys.
He's good at the crass humor that's lowbrow, but then his storytelling is just so damn good.
I was
good.
Pushing so hard last time he came to San Francisco to have Greg tweet at him to see if we can get him.
Oh, we could have got him.
Yeah. Well,
we're big deals.
It didn't happen, though.
No.
Things got
we're
real busy.
We're big deals.
Well, Greg was probably like, you know, I'm going to fucking tweet at some video game developer.
Greg was down to do it, but it just.
Timing.
Life got in the way.
No, I understand.
Yeah. I enjoyed the hell out of it. The machine joke that you say was the funniest joke you ever heard, dude. That story's amazing.
It's a great
but
story.
To me, the pajama story, good lord.
Yeah.
It was in the secret one.
Yeah.
So
I
funny.
I saw him over, I still haven't seen his newest one, but I saw him over the break. My brother took me for his birthday because someone got him tickets over to the Brea Improv. And he's obviously developing like, you know, another hour. He's got a bit about buying a gun. And like it's the
I've heard the clips
fucking thing, and the thing about Bert that's like, you know, there's obviously like different types of comedians, but he's just fun to watch. He's just a really like he just has great energy and he's jovial.
He goes on and immediately takes his shirt off and it's just like
and
this
like
is
but
what
unlike
the show's
when
gonna
Greg
be.
Does it where it makes me throw up a little bit and it, I just go oh,
don't
he's
lie
doing that
you
fucking
love
thing
when
again.
Greg does it.
Bert's actually fun to watch with his shirt off.
Yeah. He is very fun to watch.
Yeah. Well, I'm
also,
glad you checked that out.
Yeah, they were great. Yeah. I got a new favorite guy now. Well, not favorite, but like top tier guy. He's up there.
He's definitely top tier guy.
Yeah.
Tom
Segura is funny as fuck too.
Don't think I've seen his. I'll check.
You should check him out. He looks like Bert, which is off putting.
Oh okay. Oh yeah.
They're good
showed
friends.
Me these pictures before,
but his last one was actually pretty funny.
Off putting.
Yeah.
Because he just, for whatever reason, in Tom Segura's last special, he just talked hella shit about Louisiana. I don't know why.
Some shit you would do.
I mean, I'm sure it has something to do with some story he told on his podcast. Because Tom Segura is married to Christina Pazinski, and she has a special. She's a comic as well. And so they have a podcast called Your Mom's House. But yeah, he just talked hella shit about Louisiana.
Well, dude,
that
was my favorite thing about Bert in both the specials is he just goes in on his family.
Yeah.
Like, he just talks so much shit
about
his wife
his kid.
And about his two dumb kids.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's one dumb kid.
There's two dumb kids. One's, like, real dumb, though. I love
so
it. I fucking
funny.
Love it. But I also, movie-wise, I watched Fighting With My Family in theaters.
Awesome.
The WWE Page movie.
Yeah.
It was good. It was definitely, like, a fun time. I'm happy I went. I went with James Burke, Cool Greg, and Gia. The three of them really liked it.
Yeah.
Cool Greg and James, like, loved it. And you can imagine why. They're super big WWE fans, as am I. But I'm also a big movie fan in a way that I feel like I'm a bit more, like...
You bougie bitch.
Yeah, I'm a bougie bitch.
You know.
But it kind of ends, you know, just like, I'm like, I know there's more to this story that you're not telling me. And that kind of like, I'm like, whatever, this is kind of weird. But it was a fun time. The Rock was in it more than I thought he'd be.
Really?
But not that much.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, his company produced it, right?
Yeah.
Seven bucks?
Yeah. Productions or whatever. Speaking of The Rock, Nick Way, I watched I watched Skyscraper. I put Skyscraper on because it's on HBO right now. Watched, enjoyed the first 20-30 minutes of it, and then just, I'm like, what is going on with this movie? I was like reading some blogs on my phone. Actually, you know what I was doing? I think I was photoshopping stuff for nicknames. Mm-hmm. And I just kept looking up, and there just kept being more fire. So it's just the entire last hour of the movie is just, he's just jumping over fire constantly. There's constantly a fire happening. Mm. It is the most, it's a relatively entertaining, it's so fucking generic though. Like, God bless The Rock, I love to death, but he's got this down to a system. He goes, let's just bang three generic movies out and then give you a Hobbs and Shaw. And then three generic ass movies, and then a Jumanji.
But the generic ones are fun too, right?
I would love to hear other people's opinions on Skyscraper, because to me it was actually relatively boring.
Did you like
Rampage?
Rampage.
If you liked Rampage, you're going to like Skyscraper as much as Rampage. It is every bit as generic as that.
Did
movie
you like
is.
Rampage?
No.
No. Did you like Baywatch?
No.
Is it better than any of than those two? No,
okay, it is. Again, I think The Rock has. I'm noticing the trend. Mm-hmm. The Rock has two categories: the one where he puts a lot of effort into, and the ones where people bring him scripts and throw money at him, and then he goes and just like flexes a lot, and they put fire behind him, and then it's a movie.
I wonder how that did.
Skyscraper,
like, box office.
I'm sure it did okay. I mean, I'm sure it did phenomenally well in China.
Yeah,
because everyone's the entire cast. I mean, it takes place in China. Mm-hmm. Everyone's Chinese. They're all speaking Chinese, which, by the way, a little difficult to read subtitles where you watch The Rock run just over fucking fire.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it did great in China. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
It was a movie largely funded by a Chinese company. So, yeah, I'm sure that's what it was for.
This week, I watched Game of Thrones seasons 3 and 4. God, it's such a good show.
Season three and four is the Infinity War endgame kind of.
Dude, it's so good. Man, what a great experience. And then The Division came around, and I haven't watched anything since.
Apt 4893 says Skyscraper bombed. It may be bombed here. I bet it made its money back in China.
Do you want to go to Box Office Mojo and look it up? No, you don't?
I feel...
Just do it.
I'll look it up.
Nah. Barrett, I feel like based off memory, Kevin, season four of Game of Thrones was tit for tat the best.
I like
not my favorite. The best.
Okay. It's a great use of the term tit for tat.
Well, what's funny is yesterday, tit for tat word of the day. I saw tit for tat spelled out in an article I was reading.
How do you spell it?
Not how you think.
No,
not how you think at all. There's a lot of like umlauts and weird fucking things.
Did you
really
not look it up?
But it's like T-E-T-E and then something T-A-T-E.
But I asked
it's really
you to
weird.
Do it.
It's okay. Really weird.
Okay, it has so Skyscraper, just so everyone knows, had a budget of $125 million and worldwide made $304 million, which I think by our standards means that it did not do well.
No, that did not do well. Wow.
Remember, a good rule of thumb is it has to make at least $1 billion for anyone to care about it.
Yeah.
They say
JK,
three times
it
as much.
Because
usually
the
what I read somewhere is usually the production cost as much as the marketing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah, makes sense though.
Yeah, it totally does.
It's a stupid movie.
Go on. So Game of Thrones, how, like, without spoiling things for the people that haven't watched for whatever fucking reason, but
one of the things that I've noticed is it feels so truncated. It feels like everything happens way faster than I remember it happening, but it's so good. Everything about it is amazing. I guess I can stop watching. Mm-hmm. But for a while it was like unstoppable. Like, I am so excited to go home and spend another like 5 hours watching Game of Thrones.
Hell yeah, yeah, dude.
And it's a very, very easy show to binge watch. Over the span of like, I want to say maybe 5 weekends, if you're like, this is what I'm going to binge watch, you can definitely burn your way through it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. All right, now time for a little housekeeping. We want to thank Patreon producers David Mintel. And also, this show is brought to you by our sponsors, Kinda Funny Store.
You can go to kindoffunny.com/store. Check out
I
all the
said
stuff.
More about
what,
that
when
later.
When are you going to put it in?
Before we do the trailers breakdown. Like, I always put it in.
Okay.
I got a whole little bit that I had planned
out.
I
get out. That, but listen, like... Listen, the train has to go on schedule. If you go off schedule, Kevin gets lost, and then he finds me, and then we go have fun.
It's
time.
Very true. I get lost real time. Easy. Now
What's
it's
the chance
time?
I can get you guys to go back to McDonald's today for lunch?
No.
I brought a lunch. All right, now it's time for the news. Shut up. Why are you trying to derail me this whole episode?
Because this is what I have to hear every day during Kind of Funny Games Daily.
We have some breaking news.
We do have breaking news.
This crazy shit that just came out. I hate working here.
Flap girl! This comes from Deadline breaking news right when we were starting the show. Disney reinstates director James Gunn for Guardians of the Galaxy.
If I was James Gunn right now, I'd walk around the Disney lot with just fucking naked. Just flipping people off.
If I was James Gunn, I wouldn't do that right now.
Fuck you all. I'm untouchable.
That's the opposite.
They forgave me.
No.
Exclusive. Redemption and second chances have long been superhero movie staples, and today it looks like life has imitated art. I've learned. Who is this I? Let me try to find that. Mike Fleming Jr. from Deadline says, I've learned that Disney has reinstated James Gunn as the writer-director of Guardians 3, and I've confirmed it with Marvel and Gunn's camp.
Oh my God.
The decision to rehire Gunn, he was fired last July by Disney after alt-right journalists made public a holy shit, this guy's dropping words the day left and right. Fusillade.
Fusillade.
Of decade-old social media missives.
Mary, Google Fusillade.
I don't know how you say that word.
F-U-S-I-L-L-A-D-E. That's a Fusillade. Right?
Fusillade?
Hold on.
Fusillade. Yeah, I guess
Fusillade. Yeah, a series of shots fired or missiles thrown all at the same time or in quick succession is a fusillade. A barrage would have been a better word for that, but it's okay.
He just read that word somewhere.
Look, this motherfucker was like, what's a better word for barrage? Look at synonym barrage. You fucking
social media bastard. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Hey, thank you for bringing us good news, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to skip. There's a lot of background. There's a lot of blah, blah, blah.
Stay in your fucking lane.
Still doing Suicide Squad 2.
Awesome.
Cool. Great. Fantastic.
Is he the first director ever to do both a DC and a Marvel film?
Directing, yeah.
Wow.
As far as I can remember.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
So, really, there's not much more to this article. That's what's happening. Those are the facts that we know. And then Disney's days away from closing its acquisition of the assets of Fox.
Oh.
So there's a lot of stuff happening
there. Yeah,
that's
one of my stories.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Disney's Fox acquisition will close March 20th.
March 20th is
right
around the corner. Is the time that they've been putting out there, which is exciting because I feel like last week I said it was March 12th, and that was me misspeaking.
Did they ever put another director on Guardians?
No, they didn't.
I wonder if they were just like, hey, James, listen. We're going to faux fire you right now.
No way.
And then we're going to bring you back in a few months.
That's not how that works at all. Giant companies don't come into me and like, we're just going to pretend like you went too far.
Like, here's what happened. Yeah. Bob Iger was like, I'm going to go into the little conference room that we've made that's also a storage closet. I'm going to call you on the down low and be like, yo, dog, just hang out for a second. Okay. Give us like 4 months. And then we'll just low key bring you back in. Just like low key bring you back in. Cool.
It's been like 9 months.
And then Iger went like
this.
And get it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they clearly didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't bring it. They didn't put another director on the project. And that project's in production.
They clearly talked to a bunch of people and all those people said no.
No. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
But I mean, they could have found someone to take over the project.
They could have found someone.
There's at least one director in Hollywood right now that would be like, fuck James Gunn. I'll take it.
Like, I think that Marvel knows to be better than that. And not find a director that's willing to do it. Find a director that they think can do it right and go to them and be like, hey, can you do it right? No? All right, fuck.
And on top of that, like Batista publicly talking shit, being like, I don't want a part of this unless it's we're using the script, unless it's James Gunn, and who knows where that would have ended. But Batista made his return to WWE recently. So it's like that, like there's, and it's definitely just for a moment for WrestleMania, but like he hasn't been in the ring in like 5 years. So it's like definitely a thing. I'm sure that Disney's like, oh shit, we might lose people here.
Mm, interesting.
So,
and then really quick to touch back at your March 12th date, that was the date that they were meeting with the Mexico executives to get the okay from them.
Cool. So now that okay has happened, the 20th is when it's going down.
Looks like it.
Oh,
here we go. Now, do we expect any big like explosive news coming out afterwards, or do you think there's going to be a big period of like quiet before they do something at like a D23?
I mean, I don't think there would be any. There's nothing they can say big news wise, right? Like, what would that even look like? I feel like
I don't know.
They must have been working in the background on what these plans mean, but I don't think those plans mean anything forward facing necessarily. Mm-hmm. I think that the news that's going to come from it immediately is going to be bad. It's going to be a lot of layoffs.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of restructuring and all of that. The bigger question is: does this mean that they get their asses in gear to put some type of reference stinger something or other in Endgame?
So.
I don't think they will.
I imagine that's all done at this point.
Yeah, but like Avengers 1, like they added the shawarma scene after the press had seen the movie already. So it's never too late.
Yes, I'm aware.
What is it, Nick?
It's all digital.
It's all digital.
It's all digital.
This is super exciting to you. Yes. I'm excited that we're going to get a James Gunn Guardians movie. Because, like, frankly, that's all I want.
Yeah, I mean, the more importance of this, though, is that, you know, a lot of people were like, this is crazy, right? This is stuff that we've already known. He's already apologized for these tweets.
Well, it wasn't wide known. You are,
but it had come out before. It's not like it's something that it was the first time anyone had ever heard of this stuff, right? He had already addressed the stuff. The tweets, if memory serves me correctly, right? He had already said
he had addressed it, but like the majority of people hadn't heard about this.
So, but I mean, this gives me faith in humanity of someone being like, hey, I clearly know that I've done something wrong. I've changed. I've grown from this. I've made this amazing franchise. I've clearly proven to everyone that's worked around me who are willing to stand up for me that I'm a better person now and I deserve a second shot. And that's, I think it's cool that Disney's doing this.
And that's why he shouldn't walk around the studio naked.
I mean, you know what I mean? Again,
that would prove that
it's all
statement.
Digital, Kevin. Again, it's all digital.
Kevin, it's all digital. If it were me, I'd roll up in just a solid gold fucking Humvee, get out, dressed business from the fucking mid tier up, party mid-tier. from the mid tier down. You know what I'm talking about? Like, if you're looking at it in terms of theaters, the people in the bad seats are getting a fucking great view. Yeah. If you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All the way from the Infinity Wars down to the Thor 2.
How great would it be if we're talking about the light? We just hired you back, and then you walk around the set with your dick out.
Not
just
great.
Screaming, it's all digital.
Oh, man. All right, I am going to move on to our next Marvel Studios news. Marvel Studios is producing a What If TV series for Disney Plus. What does this mean?
It means a lot of good things. You should go listen to the Game Over Greggy Show episode where we discuss what we wish this would be if it were to ever happen. And now it's happening. And that's very fucking exciting.
Really exciting. So Marvel Studios will be producing a new television series for the Disney Plus streaming service based on the popular What If comic series. The new animated show will be overseen by Kevin Feige and Marvel Studios.
Fantastic.
But the stories will not be canon in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. The series would function as an anthology, just like the comic book series, with each episode tackling a different premise.
And I didn't hear you say this, but I remember reading somewhere that it's animated.
Yeah, I did say animated.
Cool. That's cool.
In there, yeah.
Yes, it is very exciting.
Yeah, the new
stuff.
Animated show, I said.
This to me is perfect because this allows, you know, obviously voice acting does not require nearly as much time from people. So I imagine that when appropriate, it will be Chris Evans as Captain
America.
Did
you read that anywhere? Because you told me that. Yeah, okay, cool. Because I didn't see it in the article, but it would be awesome if we get the actual voices. I hope the style's cool. But even if it isn't and it looks like, you know, the new kind of cartoons that are coming out right now, that the one with the ducks, what's it called? TMNT's new like style,
Duck
something
Tales.
Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
DuckTales,
yeah.
Thank you. I'm still down. Like I feel like if they can get the voices, that makes it more legitimized in my
totally.
Mind and heart.
Like, canon's not important.
Yeah.
But what is important is good stories and overseeing and an understanding of how the universe all plays together.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it needs the voices though. I think honestly if they're doing a What If series, it could be fun to bring in other people. Like,
well, it can, sure, but it's also been fun to also bring them in though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Right. Absolutely.
When it makes sense for what a story that is, because I feel like that's where it's not canon, but it is canon in the universe of What If. If it's Chris Evans, it's like then you have the idea of, oh, this is What If for the Captain America we know from the MCU. Mm-hmm.
Like
that's really cool.
Putting it in terms of like DC, like I always love when they'll bring in a guest person who's not, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love Kevin Conroy as Batman, but every once in a while, like a Peter Weller or a Bruce Greenwood is a nice welcome change.
Yeah.
It's a nice welcome change. Yeah. They bring a little something else to the role, a little subtlety to the role. In Peter Weller's case, they bring like a real, like really subdued subtlety to the role. Didn't like it that much.
Okay,
but it was
so
okay.
The thing.
No, right. But I liked that it was Peter Weller.
Got
is what
it,
I'm saying.
It.
Oh,
okay,
it's Peter
Weller.
It's cool. And then he came in and was like, oh, it's a RoboCop.
I think this is great. This is the type of. I mean, I'm sold on Disney Plus already. I want as much information on it as possible. I want to know pricing. I want to know what that looks like because it's getting to a point where I'm a little worried that this might actually be very expensive.
How much right now would you be down to play with whatever services
you're
also paying?
There's no way
they
can come out of the gate any more than like Netflix, though.
Yeah, they can.
That's the thing.
No way.
I think that's
a smart business move.
I think that's a bad business move. I think coming out at like $12, which is, I think, the higher end of the Netflix stuff, right? Or at least mid-tier Netflix, because the highest end, I think, is $15 right now a month.
If Disney Plus comes out at less than $20 a month, I'm going to be surprised.
It would be, I think it would not be a great idea for them to do more than that. Because you have to remember, they're going to be largely marketing to families and telling parents, like if people are price shopping like Amazon Prime versus Netflix versus this, and you're that far over a monthly budget or your nearest competitor, it's not a smart thing.
Yeah, but check this out. Hey, it's $20 a month. It's every single family movie you'll ever want to watch ever. And you can't get those in any of those other places.
Fair. But also, I mean, you have to remember the margins for Netflix are ridiculous.
How much is $12 like a month HBO Go?
It's still a lot of money. HBO Go, I think, is $10.
Yeah.
I want to say.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But yeah, HBO Go, aside from the shows, like, I don't find myself going there all the time. I know Paula's always like, oh, we should go to HBO Go. And I was like, why?
Yeah, but
they have newer movies there.
They don't
there.
Add too much shit.
Yeah.
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 But the thing is, it's another
the problem with
platform.
HBO is that they can't keep up with the sheer volume of original programming that I'd like them to, which is why I don't necessarily miss HBO. HBO has become like, I'll get HBO for a few months during the year. That's pretty much it. And then those few months, spoilers, are Game of Thrones months. Yeah. Everything else, I don't give a shit about. Like True Detective, I never needed to watch True Detective. I watched it because we got HBO.
You have the HBO.
Oh, I got it. I jump in there and I see what other movies are on. Watched Uncle Drew the other night. Very much, very enjoyable movie.
What the
really?
Hell?
Very enjoyable Where is movie. It from? Why wouldn't you put that in your list?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. That's like right in the middle.
Right?
That is
Uncle Drew?
Hell yeah, I watched Uncle Drew.
I'm
it's
not
fucking
lie.
Hilarious.
The trailer kind of got me.
No, I'm with that. Yeah. But like, why
Shaq
would Nick
is
watch
a
this?
Karate master in it, and he makes a lot of references to Shaq Fu. It's
he?
Hilarious. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
God. Awesome.
It's a lot of in jokes.
Yeah. I don't know. We're in a totally different time period right now. Last night I was on Netflix when I ended up clicking on Bert, whatever the fuck. I'm going through and like the like trending now thing. It's like if you go over just 20 different slides, six of them are Marvel movies,
yeah.
right? Two of them are Star
Ragnarok.
Wars movies.
Yeah.
It's like when well, that stuff's not there anymore.
Yeah.
That's what's trending. That's what people are watching. That's what people are doing on Netflix.
I will say this though. So you guys talk about the Marvel, and this is going to be a really interesting thing to watch when Disney actually starts making good shows based around superheroes,
Star Wars.
It'll
and
be interesting
this?
To see what happens to things like I just watched The Umbrella Academy.
Yeah.
I watched episode one of that.
Just episode one. You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, I really enjoyed it.
It is weird and not good and slow as fuck. And they need to get to whatever the thing is. And I'm like.
I like
great.
It.
Great. A bunch of
really
generic
like
ass superheroes that I have no tie to and that they don't establish very well. And
well, yeah,
then
it's a new
Page.
IP. Or, well, it's not. I'm sorry. It's not a new IP. It's a comic.
It's a new show based on an obscure comic
obscure
IP
comic,
that
sure.
I respect. But yeah. I was like, oh, man, I mean, someone's got to do this well. And I think
what
I
if
really
it's
like
important?
It, so.
I'm really excited for this like specifically it. Because I think that we are going to be introduced to an idea in Endgame of parallel universes or time shifting or whatever the fuck it is, where the mainstream audience has been along for this ride long enough that they are willing to understand that space exists and the Guardians are up there and Captain Marvel is too sometimes because sometimes she's on Earth and there's magic that works and this is how it works versus science versus, you know, all this stuff. And it's like we get it now. It's like somehow Disney has gotten people to understand stuff that for 60 years has been only for a select few comic
it's
nerds.
It's insane.
Right?
It took 20 some odd movies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we're at that point now that
you
can introduce.
You think they were ready for like,
you
multiverse
can introduce what
level
if,
stuff?
Multiverse shit, and people will be like, I get this. You know, especially if the quality's there, which I think if Kevin's overseeing it, I think it will be. You know, and it's like they need Disney Plus to be good, not just, or to be great, not just good.
Yeah.
And I think that they can do it.
Another thing that I wanted to point, you said that you were blading through Netflix and you saw a bunch of Marvel
Disney
movies.
Stuff. Yeah.
But like, I do think that the Marvel movies have moved up in the ranking because of trailers that have come out that we'll be discussing shortly.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like at some point.
That's true. With
all
so
trending,
many movies
right?
happening every year, at some point there is a trailer that's getting people excited. But not to the Endgame level excitement, though. You know what I mean?
No.
Like right now things are
peak.
Yeah.
I want to take 1 second to address some stuff that's happening in the chat. A lot of people saying I have terrible opinions in movies.
Oh,
and I just
it's
want you to know. I just want you
and
to know.
And TV shows now we know with Umbrella Academy.
I just want you to know. I'm keeping a list of all your names there. You'll be banned after this episode. You'll
go
be banned.
Ahead and ban me too.
Okay. I don't know how to do it, so I'm respecting it. I'm respectfully asking everyone to ban themselves in the chat because I'm not quite sure how to do
that's
that.
Good.
But just
that's
know
good.
That I'm going to ask you after this to ban yourself for
it helps
a lot minutes.
That you're doing it with respect.
Respectfully. Everyone can go fuck themselves.
All right. Let's move on. To some interesting NBC news. NBC taps Lily Sings to replace Carson Daly in Late Night. Lily Sings, who first amassed fame as a YouTube star, has been tapped to replace Carson Daly as the host of NBC's 1:35 a.m. talk show. The retitled A Little Late with Lily Sings will launch in September, and as noted by NBC, will make her the only female to currently host a late night talk show on one of the big four networks.
I think the more surprising thing to this, like the thing that was seriously shocking to me about this, was that Carson Daly's still on TV.
Carson Daly,
who the fuck knew that? I had no idea he was still alive.
Yeah.
He's still doing stuff?
This was debuted.
Remember when he dated Tara, what the fuck was her name? Tara Reid.
Oh, yeah.
That was weird.
Never forget, dude. This was debuted on the Jimmy Fallon show. The Tonight Show? Was that what it is?
Yeah.
Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon?
He is the Tonight Show, yes.
Yeah, so they debuted it there. That's a big deal. There was a picture of her, Jimmy, and the other guy.
The British dude, right?
Craig Ferguson?
Yeah.
No, not Craig Ferguson.
Oh, James Corden?
Not James Corden.
What's he look like? Give me another thing.
He's on the same network as
them.
Thin
and lanky.
Conan O'Brien.
No, it's different networks too.
Oh, Steve. Nah. No, I don't know.
Let's just move on and pretend we know his name.
I don't know. This is the thing with me. Like, congratulations to Lily. This is awesome. And it's great to see
Seth Meyers. Thank you.
Seth Meyers. It's great to see a YouTuber breaking through to the mainstream like this.
Crazy.
Having said that, I don't think I've ever watched The Late Late Show.
People do, though. And that's the thing that's important.
Do they, or do they watch the clips afterward?
Both. And I think that's
I can't imagine ratings for a show that goes on at 1:35 a.m. in the morning is that astounding.
Like, that has, like, history behind it and, like, a fan base that grew up with, like, their...
It's my understanding that I could be completely wrong on this because I'm shooting from the hip here. Most of those shows, granted, yes, I'm sure they advertise all that, but a lot of those used to be used as, like, feeders for the shows that were, like, a little bit earlier. And so it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see where she goes from there. If she can make this into like a good show, if she can then kind of start going down the ranks and maybe taking over like some of the more popular.
That's what I imagine. Yeah, potentially could happen.
Because they used to use these as like a grooming. Like they groom that host.
That's how it works. Yeah,
and then,
to start
of course,
moving.
If you guys want to see,
in time
slots. Like there's a great movie about it that HBO made called I think it's Late Wars or Late. Yeah, Late Wars.
Late Night Wars.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
Yeah, and it was about the. I mean, I ordered those literally 30 minutes ago. Thank you.
Can I get a refill on the water, Greg? Thanks, man.
Tim, you good?
Great.
I'm good, thank
today.
You.
But dope for her, man. For her.
Yeah, really exciting stuff.
This is big news for a lot of things, man. Her being the only woman for one of the big fours, that's a big deal. Her being Indian, big deal. Her being a YouTuber, big deal, right? All of that, put that together, and it's just like this is a shift in where all these type of things are going. This is a huge opportunity, and I think that this is a very positive step for the YouTuber side of things, which at this point, though, is like unnecessary to even say. It's just like, they're not YouTubers anymore. They're just people that grew up and this is the medium that they use, right?
That's so
like,
cool.
But that also does beg the question of like, I always see YouTubers trying to go to TV, and there's a part of me that goes that feels like, even though, yes, I'm sure the money's there and you've got a totally different audience that you can tap into, so all those things notwithstanding, I do feel like that is a little bit of a step backward for people sometimes, which sounds crazy because like to get a TV show for most people, and I know a lot of people in LA, especially people who are YouTubers or influencers, are trying to get a TV show because that quote unquote legitimizes them as an entertainer. But I just wonder, like, aren't we kind of beyond that? Like, isn't she going to do more views on per video that she puts on her YouTube channel than she will per episode of this show
that costs thousands of dollars
to make? Like, isn't it kind of ridiculous?
Isn't there also a lot more production for her if she's making them herself?
I mean, it elevates her profile for sure. And also, you can charge more and you can make movies. You can do all that stuff. But I'm just saying, are we going to get to a point where, like, you know, I'm sure she does more views on an average video that she puts up than she will actually ratings of per episode of this
thing.
But
I'm sure that they'll be putting up these clips out there and she'll get chances that she wouldn't have before interviewing, like, actors and, you know.
But, I mean, when are we going to just call it and be like, we don't need TV anymore.
Thank you,
unplug it
when
and let's go Netflix.
When people stop watching TV. Oh, I didn't get any.
Now, Greg, I want to say thank you for these. The Easter egg's a little soggy, though. I'm going to try this one.
He definitely took them apart and licked them.
Did you lick them?
Greg Miller.
No. You fucker.
All right, I'm going to move on.
Real quick, I just want to say, I think the difference with this isn't just getting a TV show. This is getting a late night show. Like, this is getting, this is where I think that her value is, which is hosting, which is like being on camera, being a personality, interviewing others. She, if you don't remember, is the first person The Rock went to when The Rock wanted to be part of YouTube. Like, he flew out to her. They made like a week of content together. It's like, She's so definitely cool. A trailblazer when it comes to YouTube content, not just being a YouTuber, but like kind of being transformative of that. And she's kind of done it all already on YouTube.
Sure. But, and again, I'm not saying, look, let's be perfectly honest. Somebody comes here and says, that's just a lot of Oreo.
Mm-mm.
Somebody, what did you just shit your
mouth? No, the mouth? Fucking whatever shot that was like.
Oh, it was bourbon, I think. If someone came to me and said, Nick, listen, you're clearly killing it on KFAF, right? One of the best shows on the internet, probably the greatest show on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We want to move you to a 3 a.m. slot. I would leave you guys behind in a second. Yeah, I would just leave you in the dust.
You would not.
I would leave you in the dust.
You'd be like,
I'm going to do this. Tim, should I do this? And be like, don't do it. You'd be like, all right.
No, I'd be like, Tim, let's do this. And then we'd make a joke about it. Mm-hmm. And then it would bomb.
It
would bomb so hard. It was double stuff.
Oh, all right. God. I actually have this next news story is mostly for Nick. Nick, Apple's Time Bandit series will be co-written and directed by Taika Waititi.
Hell yeah.
Taika Waititi.
Like how he says Waititi.
Me too.
Say it again, Kevin.
Taika Waititi.
Waititi.
Has boarded the Time Bandit series as co-writer and director. It also sounds like it could easily fit into the extremely family-friendly approach to content that Apple seems to be keen on. Because Apple has a streaming service, I guess, or is it just their store?
I think it's just the iTunes
store. They're trying to make content.
They're moving into original content programming, obviously, because they need to.
And they want it to be really family friendly. Now, you've talked about Time Bandits quite a bit over the years.
Is a movie by Terry Gilliam and it's probably one of the most scarring, traumatic movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I watched that movie. It fucking terrified me. There's some shit in that, like, it's just fucked up.
Oh,
it's
the ending, right?
Yeah, it's fucking fucked up. This kid goes through this whole shit, and then in spoilers, at the end, his parents get turned into lobsters, and he's, like, left without parents. He's just a kid, and he's wandering around, and his house is, like, burned down, and then that's the end of the movie.
But he's got two great lobsters. He's going to fill his tum-tum.
Well, you got to keep him alive for it. Lobsters live a long time.
They can live indefinitely, it seems, science.
It's true.
Do you not know
immortal.
That?
Really?
They're immortal. Yeah.
Lobsters don't age. They just start turning blue as they get older.
Yeah, that's why we're trying to fuse Kevin's DNA with lobster DNA.
I mean, a lot of lobster meat.
Cool. I mean, I'm sure Taika Waititi will do something fun with this. Time Bandits is it's a fun concept, and it can absolutely be turned into
Bandits is a dope-ass name.
It's a dope-ass
name. Fucking period.
The trailer Bandits is cool. Absurdly funny and just ridiculous.
I'm going to read you the IMDb description the Wikipedia description for Time Bandits. Young historian buff Kevin can scarcely believe it when six dwarves emerge from his closet one night. Supreme Being, they've purloined a map. Why the fuck do people use big words? Charting all the holes in the fabric of time and are using it to steal treasures from different historical eras. That's Time Bandits.
Cool.
So they basically go through all these time eras, and he goes with them, and it's just fucked up. And then they have to fight this Supreme Lord, and then they get hung in the scariest place imaginable, which is just a cave above a gigantic black pit hole.
I'm into it.
Of nothing.
Kenny
and it's
Baker.
Terrifying. And they have to swing.
Now imagine,
and it's really terrifying.
Taika Waititi making it.
Oh, it'll be crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can understand.
But it might be family friendly, so.
How did Thor Ragnarok start? Boom. In a cage, hung above nothing.
It was fire.
But a lot of people say fire.
You said it's the absence of light. Hung above nothing.
Oh, I heard cave.
I heard cave, and I'm like,
cave? But he wasn't
in a cage. He was in a cage. Remember?
But he also was in a cave, so either one would work.
Yeah, but a cave above nothing. I'm like, how does that work? But yeah.
Well, he just talked about, remember being the bottomless black hole pit?
Yeah, I understand that.
He double stuffed, it looks like. No, that's the most stuffed. Yeah. Anyways, this is interesting. We'll see how this develops over time. Now it's time for some ads. Today we are brought to you by...
Just don't even do it.
Why?
Because then
he
has to do too many edits. That's what I was saying. Just do it in housekeeping. Would have been fine. Don't worry about it.
That's fine. No, go to the store.
All right. Go to the store. Buy it there.
My God, there's a lot of stuffing.
now it's time for Trailer Talk. And boy, do we have a couple good trailers to talk about. What
and then we have another one.
The first trailer, that's exactly what I was already planning. I wanted to start with the trailer that I saw this week called The Art of Self-Defense.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think?
No.
I think it's a
hard no.
No?
I think it's a Jesse Eisenberg indie film.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's a Jesse Eisenberg indie film. Why does he look like he's 16 years old?
That's just how he looks. Never ages. That's his look.
But like, I feel like he looks younger now than he's ever looked before that I've ever seen.
He has a great skincare regimen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked.
I think this movie, it looks interesting to me, at least. I think it's going to be...
Did it make you laugh at all the trailer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
But it's a dark comedy. That like, it's going to be fucked up.
Yeah, it's definitely a dark comedy. But
where
he goes into
where he's like, why do you want to train in karate? And he's like, because other men intimidate me. And
it's
show
a
him,
great
like,
montage.
In his car.
Really, like, I felt like it got really emotional. And, like, the editing and pacing of that montage was really cool. And then it cuts to just comedy.
Yeah. I think it's going to be. I mean, I will watch this when it comes on, like, say, HBO or Netflix. I don't think I'm going to go out to the theaters to see this. This is not a let's hang out and watch this at the Alamo Draft House and grab some food or whatever. This is a, oh, that movie. Cool. But that's most Jesse Eisenberg films for me. Mm-hmm. Like, he just has such an angsty style about him that I just, even watching the trailer, I'm like, I got to just get away from this. Mm-hmm. This is giving me fucking anxiety.
Anyways, the trailer made me laugh. I thought Nick would like it. I was curious to see what you would think about it. And
reminded me
hard
of?
No.
Someone in the chat was talking about this, I think. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It was someone in the comments of the trailer. It was like they finally made a movie about Kip's training in Napoleon Dynamite. I was like, I don't want that.
It also
reminds me of arguably the best Danny McBride movie ever made, The Foot Fist Way. Which, if you haven't seen it, was one of his first movies, and it's about him. He's a karate instructor, and he has to fight a guy that kicks his ass every time he fights him. It's fucking really dark and fucked up, and he ends up peeing on his wife's wedding ring.
That's weird
as
hell.
Have you not seen The Foot Fist Way?
No.
Oh, my God.
I've never even heard of it. I'm actually going to check right
now
where
it's
streaming.
Speaking of that, I don't see it on the list, Kev, but another trailer that we were supposed to talk about this week. Boyhood.
Something? Nope. That movie came out.
The Boys? Boy Club?
The Boys.
Dumb Boys?
Nah, yeah. Someone tweeted at me and I didn't find the trailer.
You did. It was in the screencast Slack.
I don't think it was.
It definitely is.
The Boys? I think it's The
Boys.
We'll put that on for next week.
It's with Boys. Go to the chat real quick.
Good Boys.
Good Boys. Good Boys. Holy crap.
Damn it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a comedy on our hands. Getting great reviews from South by Southwest.
Well, do you want to just talk about it next week?
I mean, sure.
Because, I mean, we haven't seen
it. Can we take a break for 5 seconds, just watch that, and then also watch the trailer for The Foot Fist Way?
We're not going to watch
it. Didn't we watch it at my desk?
No, I don't think so.
You'd have to remind me. That was
what
like,
is it about?
The kids, sixth grade boys with the dildos.
No, we definitely didn't watch it at
your desk.
Tim,
I think you watched that on your own. I think you saw that on a fine site called
Pornhub. What was the trailer?
Good Boys.
Okay.
It was good. It's about boys. Sixth grade boys, specifically.
I don't like any of the tone that you're taking.
Just watch the first 5 seconds of this.
No, Nick, stop. Don't do this.
He's just punching a kid in the fucking face. Go watch The Foot Fist Way. Stop screwing around with your fucking life.
I'm going to move this
forward,
and I want to talk about this trailer, Aladdin, which
Hell
I'm
yeah.
very excited to talk about.
I can show you the world.
So the first Aladdin trailer that we
Terrible.
Saw, teaser.
So that's the thing. Technically, this is the first trailer.
Yeah.
Everything else we've seen has been previews.
Go fuck
or
off,
weird
everyone.
Other
They're trailers. You know, back in the 80s, we just had trailers. That's all we had.
Sure.
We grew up, they showed you fucking 10 seconds or something, and then you're like, I gotta go see that movie because I got nothing else. There's no internet. Mm-hmm. There's no phones. I can't look at phones. If I looked at my phone, I would just be holding a piece of plastic in my hands.
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to go with that? That's
I don't
where
know. I have no idea. But I'll tell you, this trailer, much better than the teaser.
Much better.
Still a little off to me.
Interesting.
And when they start singing, I'm like, oh, right, this is a musical? Sure. Okay. But to be fair, that's how I feel about all of the live action Disney remakes. I'm like, oh, right, you're going to sing. Yeah.
So
okay.
Here's the thing. It starts out, we get... Well, let's jump forward a little bit. You get to the Cave of Wonders. He cleans it up. Genie comes out.
Right.
And he gets that very dramatic, big, giant
right,
genie voice.
Clearly
and he's like
him.
Saying this. And then immediately goes into fucking Will Smith singing. Ah, man. I was like, what? Yes. In. But even a little bit before that, when they're running around Agrabah and you start seeing things
Dude.
Fall apart. And you're like, oh, my God.
You're nailing.
They're hitting every good... fucking moment that I want to see
it's
and
the parkour,
it feels
man.
Right
and,
yeah.
And that's the thing with the musical I
it's
think
the
that
parkour,
they're
going to man everything digital
they're going to lead into this shit mm-hmm. where it's like they're it is a musical and like yeah. we're going to get the one step ahead song mm-hmm. from Aladdin as he's running through doing all that. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be funny. It's going to be cool. My biggest problem that I've had with Aladdin is twofold so
mm-hmm.
far.
Mm-hmm.
One, I didn't like the digital look. I didn't like the way the CG looks. And seeing this, it's a lot more bright and colorful
yeah.
than we've seen so far. The only thing I still don't like is Abu. Don't like his look.
We saw very little of him.
Yeah, but
though,
him playing
the
trumpet, I was like, I don't like how that looks. It reminds me of the Be Our Guest scene from Beauty and the Beast, which I feel is nowhere nearly as epic as the cartoon version.
Absolutely.
And this, I feel like, solves that problem a little bit with all the genies dancing and shit. Like, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Jury's out on that. But my bigger problem was Aladdin himself. Mm-hmm. I was like, why aren't they showing him talk? This is not good. Like, I thought that he wasn't going to have any personality. He's fucking perfect. He's Aladdin. Every line that he has, seems his like delivery, I'm like, this is great. And more than that, I cannot find confirmation of this anywhere, but I think they brought back the original Aladdin singing voice for the song, because that sounds exactly like
it might just be that guy, the original guy. Maybe he can sing.
But I don't think that's it
thing.
Is.
We don't know anything about the actors, right, that they're pulling for. Like, can
the
they
singing?
Sing?
Well, we do know the actors, but... I mean,
they're listed on IMDb.
No, I know, but like, are they people we've seen before and stuff?
Jasmine, yeah.
I've never seen them before.
Is the Pink Ranger?
From the movie that just happened?
Oh, from the movie that just happened. Got it.
Yeah. She can probably sing. Listen, everyone can sing.
Yeah, but like...
Good.
Can everyone sing?
Yeah. Not Emma Watson. I'll tell you that. Emma, you can do a lot of things. Singing ain't one of them.
I thought this trailer was fantastic.
Nailed it, though.
I thought the trailer in the beginning was good, in the middle was great, and then once you hit that moment of the whole new world, I was like, fuck, I am so beyond
it. But we get a little tease of, like, Jafar getting the genie.
Yeah,
that's cool. We see Iago for the first time ever as a giant parrot.
Which was weird.
Yeah. Well, in the cartoon, he makes the snake giant, remember?
Mm-hmm. So I guess why not Iago?
So yeah, why not Iago? We'll have a cool dramatic chase scene in Agrabah.
Frank Welker, the voice of Megatron, a.k.a. the original voice of Abu, returns as Abu in this movie.
Very interesting. What are you doing?
Naomi Scott can sing.
Great.
I'm checking on the other guy. I literally typed in, can Naomi Scott, and the autofilled sing.
Somebody so tweet at me and let me know if it is the original Aladdin singer coming back. Because it sounds
I'm
like
on
it.
The case, Tim.
Mm. Yeah, but
I'm going to watch the foot fist
finding
way.
Out if the new actor can sing.
I'm going to watch the foot fist
answer
way.
My question.
Then I'm going to watch people saying you got to watch the trailer for Booksmart. And then I'm gonna Google the dude's name. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to put sing afterward. And then the show's going to be over.
And if something comes up, we're good.
I also watched
the
trailer.
This is how the internet. Either the chat's going to fucking not do the exact same thing.
I watched the trailer for they're going to go in IMDb and search the name.
I don't want it.
I did watch the trailer for Booksmart, and I really considered putting it, but I got the trailer really late, and I didn't want to throw that on top of
it. It's
you
another
guys.
Movie yeah, that's going to come and go. I'm sure some people will
it's
like
gonna
it.
It's going to be fun. It looks really cool, and maybe I'll add it in next week's. Just why not? And thank you for all the people that tweet at me, like, trailers and stuff. They're really helpful. Sometimes I look at Twitter too late because I overslept this morning.
Make sure when you tweet, though, you use the hashtag KFAF for streamies.
Nope. I mean, sure, use that also. Why
tweet
not?
Tweet at the streamies, too, because we should probably start letting them know we want a streamie.
Nick, are you excited for Aladdin now?
No.
No, that's no. still...
I will not... This is not a movie I'm going to see. I'll just put it out there right there. This is a... I have not watched one single solitary Disney live remake in theaters. I don't really care. I mean, if everyone's like, hey, we're going to go party and do this,
might be all watching it together.
I'm not
going to
go.
No, I think you are.
I'm not going
to
go.
I don't think you have a choice there. I'm sorry.
Let's put it this way. Thanks for the invite to Captain Marvel, guys. Thanks for when you got
you
tickets for the invite
invited.
To Captain Marvel.
Remember
we told
we were
you
like, hey,
we got tickets, guys.
Get A-list so you
get
can get
A-list,
all the tickets
Nick.
In advance.
Don't fuck yourself with Endgame. You're gonna fuck yourself.
Kevin.
He's gonna end up watching Endgame at some shitty ass theater behind a mall somewhere.
Give me the one. Give me the fucking one.
Don't give him the one.
Give me the one.
Don't do it.
Nope. Give me the fucking one.
Why is he so
Barrett?
Fighting today?
Barrett?
Barrett, stop fighting.
Nope.
Just do what he says.
Here's how they invited me. Hey Nick, we all got tickets. And then I go, oh, can I get a ticket? And they go, oh, no, it's already sold out.
Oh, so. Shit. You know, I had a ticket. Paula couldn't make it to Captain Marvel, so I just had an empty spot. Me and Barrett used it to store extra stuff.
I mean, that's
I'm
a
sorry,
good,
it was Alyssa.
That's a good use. Yeah. That's a good use of it, though. I like having the buffer seat. I don't
it's
like
great. Yeah.
Too close, then you can hear him chewing.
I had Joey on their side. I like having Joey on my side when I'm watching
I like
movies.
Joey in front of me
she
so
doesn't,
I can scare
but,
her sometimes.
Yeah, I've been with her I guess when I go, you scare.
And she goes, is Kevin
anyway. Get A-list.
Yeah. All right, Tim.
Yes.
Are you now excited for this? Are you
now?
Gonna
you
watch
give me
it?
The one.
Yes,
Barrett,
I am.
You're turning into Kevin, and
I
that's
am.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Me
for
too.
It.
I can't believe a trailer brought me from where the teaser had left me to where I am
now. I mean, Aladdin, big difference. Aladdin is my favorite Disney movie of all time.
What is he doing?
Like, he's blowing his nose. It's my favorite. I love it. And a lot of that comes down to the fact that it is cool. It is fun. Mm-hmm. Aladdin as a character is fun. I like Jet. There's so many elements of that movie that I enjoy, the music being one of them. But that opening scene of him doing all the parkour and shit was just like iconic to me.
Yeah, it was really cool. Really
I pretended I was Aladdin many a time at a playground, running through, doing shit.
I feel like I was with you.
I wasn't singing out loud because I can't sing.
Dude, you had that staff, too.
I did. I had. Oh,
I had the sword.
We saw Aladdin on ice, dude, together. And I had Jafar's fucking cobra staff, and it lit up, and his tongue stuck out, and the eyes were all red.
Barrett, I had the sword. You remember Aladdin's sword.
man.
So, yeah, what a good trailer. I'm blown away that it moved me this much forward. So we're going to move on to the next trailer, but we're going to do something special. We are still going to talk about it right now, give our overall impressions. Okay. But then our big topic today is going to be a trailer breakdown where we go through the trailer, pausing, breaking down things, looking at stuff, making wild speculation.
I like that.
Yeah, I like it too.
Speculating wildly.
Woo!
It's what we do here on the Kind of Funny Screencast.
So we're waiting for Nick to come back because I guess blowing your nose takes a while. Tim, Endgame trailer.
Oh. Dude, they did a great job with this, man. Like, I love the use of old footage. I love this commitment that they have to the really weird, 1999 video editing style of like you can only see the red tones or whatever.
Now that's very interesting. Why is it just the red tones? Is it just because of Marvel?
So here's the thing: it's not just red. Yeah. It's like somewhere in the family of red, yellow, purple, which is the Avengers 4 logo treatment colors. Like I've been seeing a lot of people put the posters next to each other of Avengers, Age of Ultron, Infinity War, and Endgame. And it's kind of like the colors in the Avengers word. Mm-hmm. That's what's actually being taken out.
Interesting. I'm very excited to break it down and actually look at that.
It's a lot more noticeable in the poster. Somebody did the same treatment to the poster and made everything black and white except for those colors. And when you see it next to the Avengers itself, it's very obvious where you see the purple hues and all of that. In the last trailer that we saw, they did the same thing, but they only did that to the dusted characters. So this one, they did it to everybody.
Interesting. You're
talking about the desaturation, just leaving some of the reds.
Yeah. I thought
it was cool. I thought it was a nice little touch, too, because when you see them later in the trailer, their outfits are the same color schemes. So like the space outfits that they're wearing are like that gray, which just touches a color on it. And I was like, someone's thinking.
It's the Red Avengers logo.
Yeah.
I like that thematically stuff. Of like everything's like desaturated and dead except for there's a little spark of life, a little spark of color. I thought it was cool.
I want to keep this top level for the trailer talk, and our big topic is the breakdown. So I know with the last trailer, you guys kind of, it didn't do too much for you.
What, are you kidding me?
Right?
No, we fucking loved it. Didn't we love the last trailer?
The last trailer? Yeah.
Where he's like, with the Super Bowl spot where he was like,
no, was that the Super Spot?
Not us.
Yeah. I thought there was one after that. Nope. All right, never mind then.
We loved it. My problem with it was that I wish we didn't see Cap doing the shield thing.
And we get a little more of that today.
I don't care. I mean, Greg raised a good point yesterday when you guys were talking about it on the way to lunch. He was like, or maybe it was you that was saying, like, they're showing so much in this, which means, but knowing, like, if this were a DC, you'd be like, they're probably showing you everything. But knowing that it's Marvel, you're like, we're going to get two hours of a newer shit too that we haven't seen, and it's going to be super
surprising.
Well,
that's what they've been saying.
First 20 minutes. There's a lot of fascinating stuff. Kevin Feige has been in interviews saying that the promotion material is only the first 20 minutes of the movie.
Ooh.
He then later went on to say that's not entirely true.
Yeah, there seems like now there might be moments that we'll discuss in a minute.
But he did say he's like, majority of that is true. He's like, there is a couple exceptions so far, but majority of it is the first 20 minutes of the movie. Mm-hmm. What I'm most interested about this and why I like this, the one thing I'm like a little bit about is seeing Tony back with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is, we know that's going to happen.
You said that, but I didn't see.
When they're all walking as a group.
Yeah.
Is he in there?
Him and Nebula are there too.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
So it's like, I didn't notice them either.
Yeah. That's kind of a big deal. But there's a lot of questions there. Is that real? Or is it like the Infinity War thing where we never got that shot of Hulk and all them?
That's true.
We don't know.
That's a great call.
We don't know.
Also, are there characters missing from that?
I mean, in the shots they have in this one, that would be impossible. But
well, I mean, it could just keep going. You know what I mean?
That's
true. So we can get like maybe a smart Hulk.
Oh, Professor Hulk.
Yeah.
Essentially guaranteed in this.
Essentially guaranteed.
Those those elements, I think they're doing a really good job with of teasing us with stuff, but then also not giving us it, and also making us all think it could be fake. I've never seen marketing for a movie done this well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like so far they've nailed every single step, and even the things that I'm like, oh, I wish they didn't show me. I'm like, I know so little about the context of it that mm-hmm. I'm in for a fucking good time.
Very excited. I love the trailer.
I thought it was a good trailer. It's a little weird to see them reuse the footage from the older movies.
No, see, I love it because it's grabbing at your heart. And it, like they do, I feel like they do such a good job of picking like poignant moments.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just the moments where everyone dies. So no, it's like, no, it isn't,
because we've got Captain America as like his Steve Rogers. Yeah, you know, and it's just like that was such a cool.
It's cool, but I don't necessarily. I mean, I'm just critiquing this just for the sake of critiquing the trailer. I don't need those moments mm-hmm. again. I think it's we all know. I mean, as a person who's watched the movies multiple times, I think we all know this. But and obviously, this is the culmination of 22 movies, 21 movies.
21.
Now, so mm-hmm. it's cool. I'm ready for it. I need. It. I they don't need to give me any more hype.
Did this trailer get you more hype?
No, I mean my hype level's at 100. So you can't get me more hyped.
Definitely got me more hyped.
Yeah.
Mine was at 100. It's more than 100.
I didn't know I could go this high.
But the thing is, like, for the I get what you're saying with the old footage. Like, old footage is always weird, but it's like I'm happy they're doing that. We don't need more new footage. Like, they ruin everything in every fucking trailer they do.
I mean, we don't need new trailers for this, but they're going to do them anyway.
But they have to. That's the thing is, like, and I'm happy that since they have to make trailers, they're doing it this way.
Sure.
Because it could be a lot more spoilerific, and I'm sure that it will be at some point once TV spots start, but...
It's scary.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's clear that they don't want to spoil
I don't
this.
Know that I want to like talk about any trailers after this point, because I feel like if we get another trailer or an international trailer,
I don't think we're getting another actual trailer.
Not even an international trailer?
Like random that
cuz
this
thing,
like just
the international trailers typically tend to tell a little bit more, and that's the kind of stuff I'm scared of.
Yeah.
But like Marvel understands things, so maybe they'll be smart about that. But we did get an international trailer of Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, that's Sony, though.
Oh, you're right. You're right. All right. Barrett, this is time for the big topic. Now, there aren't spoilers per se, because this is all speculative talk,
mm-hmm.
right? So we've got this new little set here. Barrett, go ahead and put play on that. There's no audio, because we don't want to have issues with that. But so we're going to start it going. I'll have Barrett pause it, and then I think if he presses comma and period, it'll move forward frame by frame. All right, now it starts. Keep going. Go ahead and play it.
It said comma and period?
I think so.
Yeah, if you do the brackets,
is that working?
They'll go forward one or two. Oh, no, he's doing it in VLC.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Oh, no.
That's
oh, I'm sorry. The arrows. It's just the arrows for this. Oh, and it jumped hella.
That's 10 seconds.
Try MNN. No, that's not going to be. That's going to be mute and next.
Try typing tilde first and then C++.
All right, well, I guess you'll have to play and pause it just using
the space
bar.
That's fine. He's got a scrub bar. He can scrub back and forth. Right? Let's take a look at this opening shot, though.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, this one took me a second. I was like, oh, that's weird. And then you realize it's from the original Iron Man.
Yeah, after
when he's
he
just
shot out
and
landed in the thing.
Yeah. And you hear the, obviously, Tony talking about it seems like this was 1,000 years ago.
See, we're seeing
and it really does
there.
Feel like that. Yeah. It feels like this was... A
so
movie from
ago.
So long ago.
And then
we
get
we're
the shot.
The updated Iron Man
that
mask.
That we've seen before where he's in the spaceship kind of doing his last
presumably
video.
Presumably stuck
for,
with
what's
Nebula,
it called?
Right?
Benatar?
Pat Benatar?
The Benatar.
No, the ship. No. It's not the
Milano?
Milano?
It's not the Milano. The Milano is gone.
They got destroyed, but they made a new exact
the
copy.
Benatar?
Let's type it in. I'll figure it out. You guys keep watching.
Now we're looking at the... The gift that
Pepper gave Tony. Yeah. And here's the thing. There's a lot that we can glean from these clips that they're showing us here, mm-hmm. right? Like,
it is the Benatar.
Not that anything is surprising about this, but Pepper and Tony's relationship is going to be key to this. Watching this trailer for the first time makes me really think motherfuckers are dying. All of them.
Mm.
Like, not all of them, but a lot of them.
I also get that feeling.
Because, and again,
specifically, it seems like Tony and Cap might not.
When you look back at the foreshadowing that you see in trailers of Marvel movies, mm-hmm. and like what later, like once you see the movie and then you can go back and see what they were trying to hint at, it becomes super fucking clear. And the fact that the last trailer we saw all the people that only the people that were dusted have this red treatment, mm-hmm. but now this time it's like it's everybody. I think that majority of the original six are going to be dead.
Damn, that would be crazy.
I also think Pepper Potts might have gotten dusted as well.
I don't think so. I think she's necessary for storytelling in Endgame.
It would be really sad though if he was giving her a message and she's already been dead.
That's the thing. If she was dusted, that would just lead for more motivation and more like heartbreak for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I think Tony needs someone on Earth.
Mm.
My official prediction: Pepper Potts got dusted.
Okay,
damn.
And he's gonna have to sacrifice himself to get her back.
Keep going.
It's hilarious that he named all the ships after 80s singers. Actually, that's a lot of 80s actress. But like 80s people. Yeah. The Pat Benatar.
Look at
that's
how
awesome.
Skinny he is, though.
Yeah.
Like,
is really he's from the 80s? Famished.
Yeah.
No, that's a ship. I don't know. It's called the Benatar, right? Isn't that a Guardian ship?
Yeah, but I don't think he named it.
Oh, well.
Oh, interesting.
Someone named it.
Are there any blue tones on that in the flag? So now we're getting the moment with Captain America, Steve Rogers, going up to the...
No, it's black.
Oh, it's
if
black.
You cover the red, got it. It's black.
Yeah, it looks like it. All right. So going up to the picture with the mirror that shows...
Jordan, showing him way too short. Little
next to Tobey Maguire, it seems.
Yeah, Tobey Maguire.
Oh, yeah, it looks just like Tobey Maguire.
With his stupid, sad face.
All right, Barry, keep rolling on this guy.
Tobey, I need you to cry harder, Tobey. Harder, Tobey.
New York.
Cry like your fucking career depends on it.
And then pause it. Right, go.
This, I love this shot right here.
Go back just a little bit, because I do want to mention we're seeing Steve Rogers beardless.
Yep. Sans beard. Yes, so that's an important thing. Throughout this trailer, there is a ton of hints
at two major
timelines.
Yeah.
I think that there's three when you look at Black Widow.
Well, mine were going to be Black Widow and Steve Rogers. Black Widow has blonde hair in some of these shots. In other shots, she's got red hair with blonde tips.
Well, what I'm saying is when I said three, I think Black Widow, there's like three distinct stages of Black Widow with how long that,
yeah,
where the blonde
where
is.
Where the blonde is, cool.
So this next shot though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this next shot, you know shit's going to go down in the worst goddamn way right here. Everyone here is about to get dusted except for... Ronan.
Here's the
soon
thing.
To be Ronan.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Really?
I don't know that because so check this out. This is Hawkeye with his family, right? Uh-huh. And like you got to assume that go back to the other shot. You got to assume that they're going to get dusted and that's going to be him turning into Ronan and all that. But for people that are familiar with the Hawkeye comics,
this is very exciting stuff. Yeah.
But specifically the Matt Fraction run, which if you haven't read, it's 22 issues. It's one of my favorite comic series ever. It is about, it's called Hawkeye, and it's about the two Hawkeyes. There's Hawkeye, Clint Barton, but then there's also
Hawkeye
Kate Bishop,
Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Who's fucking rad as hell. And
I think that, yes, this, I think it's supposed to be like
the MCU version of Kate Bishop, which is interesting because what doesn't make sense is the timeline. When we last saw Hawkeye's kids, they were very young.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been like 2 years.
I know, but
we don't know how long it's been.
She's a niece.
Maybe it's been 5 years, and now, well, no, I guess then you're right. They wouldn't have gotten dusted.
Ultron's
they
were also like weird. Ultron's weird, where like they don't. It's hard to place like how long it's been since Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, it's not though, because in Civil War, they make reference to how long it's been since Thor and Hulk have been on Earth.
They said 2 years, right?
I don't remember how long it was, but give her 5 years.
No, I'm sorry. In Thor Ragnarok, when he wakes up, he's like, how long has it been? And
they say two. Yeah,
and he's
right.
Like 2 years.
So whatever, going through that, it doesn't matter. Like that girl was like 6 or 7 in Ultron. Give her 5 years. That's not a 12-year-old. You know what I mean?
That could be a 12-year-old.
I don't know, man. We see her in the next shot. But the other thing is like, so how many kids did Hawkeye have?
Two.
Eight.
Two is what I remember. I'm seeing
there's two
three.
Kids back there, and that's the mom.
Yeah.
So
now go to the next shot.
Really quick before we move out of this shot, someone from the chat, I forgot who.
I guess he's in charge,
if you look at his leg, you see the ankle monitor
on
him.
Oh,
so this is like probably opening scene or very like first or second scene.
It could also be a flashback from him when he's talking to later Black Widow.
Yep.
Yeah.
So wait, how are they going to explain that he wasn't there?
What do you mean?
They already did.
For Infinity War, what was the explanation again?
He was just under house arrest.
For the Civil War.
No, it worked. Worked for Ant-Man, too. He was in house arrest. He was just playing around with... Oh, no, he might have been... Yes, he was. He was house arrest for most of it. At the very end, we get the... So, yeah, that's the daughter. I don't know. That kid could be 12. Look at her face.
Can't see her face.
But, like, that's enough to be like...
She's the girl from Love, Simon. One of the friends.
Oh, wow.
How old is she in real life?
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't matter. She's an actor. She could be 9 acting as a 9-year-old, you know?
Anyway, I hope that they do go the Kate Bishop thing and route. And mm-hmm. also, to me, this show, Hawkeye's 9. Like, I
could see that happening.
After watching this trailer, totally I am totally happen. Flipped. I thought yeah, I was yeah. like, they're going to maybe kill one. I thought it was just going to be Cap. Now I'm like, I think Cap's gone. I think Iron Man's gone. I think Hawkeye's gone. And Black Widow.
I love the idea if, like, we get a moment where he's teaching her and then there's some quirky thing where he, like, gives her notes and, like, she pulls three arrows and does something crazy where it's like, yeah, I've been learning a lot while you're gone.
It'd be you know? Fun, cool.
All right, keep going forward, Barrett. No, you can actually just, yeah, there it is.
Hold on, real quick, more breaking news. James Gunn tweets, I'm tremendously grateful to every person out there who supported me over the past few months. I'm always learning and will continue to work at being the best human being I can be. I deeply appreciate Disney's decision, and I'm excited to continue making films that investigate the ties of love that bind us all. I have been and continue to be incredibly humbled by your love and support. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Love you all. It's real.
That's great. Crazy. That's awesome.
Yes, here we get Ronin in Japan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got Ronan in Japan looking awesome with his new hairdo.
Sexy.
This is the moment when, yeah, it looks like Black Widow with blonde hair.
Yeah.
Is talking to him, trying to recruit,
mm-hmm.
saying, we got to make a difference.
So maybe that is a flashback scene we get of him with
Barrett,
the
go
the
back
kids.
Just a little bit. So do you think that after his family gets dusted, do you think then he's like, I guess I just got to go around the world saving people?
I think it's probably more like vengeance. I'm sure he's probably just like killing people.
What if his family doesn't get dusted, instead murdered by people? Like, what if the world falls into chaos, gets murdered people? Now he's this, you know, avenger of his family going around trying to take down criminals.
That's a really interesting kind of plot point that came up in the comics a little bit. Not in the Infinity Gauntlet storyline, but just in
Ultimate, right? And in this Ultimate series, his whole family gets murdered.
So, that's Hawkeye specifically. Yeah. But I'm not talking about that. But during the snapping, the decimation that they're calling it, where, yes, a lot of people got dusted, but or whatever it was in the comics. But also that snapped. Meant that there was still a lot of people that died because like there was a plane
planes
and
came down,
the plane crashed.
And we
and people
saw
died.
That with helicopters and stuff in Avengers. At the end, we get the post-credit scene with what's his face looking at his.
Fury.
So this creates an interesting thing, though, of like, okay, what if the there's a lot of theories, right? Who the fuck knows what's going on? Yeah. What if the dusted people are trapped in the Soul Stone and they get released and that's how that gets fixed? Do we bring back all these other people that might have died in other ways?
I don't know if that's possible.
Hey, everybody. We're enjoying your description, your conversation here. Yeah,
breakdown.
Description that didn't make any sense.
No worries.
The one thing I wanted to point out that actually my wife pointed out to me today on Slack while freaking out is the fact that the only color in the black and white stuff is red, and red is the Reality Stone.
Yeah.
Well, Tim says it's not just red.
Doesn't matter.
I was thinking about what stone it was.
Yeah.
It's interesting stuff.
I thought red was the Soul Stone.
No. Soul Stone is yellow. Orange yellow. Or yellow.
Okay.
Is there an orange stone?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. We keep going. Go ahead, Bear. Now we get
Otter Pops.
Now we're getting the scene of him walking down
Peggy.
Yeah.
Red flags.
Yeah. It's interesting that I'm just seeing red in all these.
I know, but it's the same trick as like when you're just seeing the color. Like people did a breakdown thing of it and it is the hues of purple as well. It's hard to see when you're just looking at it like this. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
when you
with
look
Photoshop
at the,
you can make anything happen, right, Nick?
What? I'm pretty sure the main...
Damn it, I really wanted him to...
I mean, no, that's for sure. You can't do it anymore. But I'm pretty sure the idea behind this was to really emphasize the red in these scenes.
Yeah.
If they wanted to put purple in there, it would have been a lot more it's vibrant of a purple.
We're seeing Thor with his dad, now cutting back to Thor now. Falcon getting dusted. What's her name? Scarlet Witch getting dusted.
Yeah.
All right. Go back just a little bit. Now we're seeing the first hints of like her natural red hair has grown in. There's the blonde. Seems like it's been quite a long time. Hair does not grow fast.
Yeah. Her face looks a little like aged.
Well, there's a lot of crying involved, I'm sure.
But we also get hints of that, right? Like, we know that this is later. We know that we've already.
I don't think we know that for sure.
Well, he's talking about how people have let go, how people have moved on, right? And that's not something that happens the day after a mass fucking murder happens.
Yeah,
so
but
we know there's going to be a little bit of a time gap between Infinity War and Endgame here.
But I think with the hair growing that long, it could be several years.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All right, keep going. Now we get the beardless cap again. Oh.
Ruffalo looking good.
Go back. I didn't realize, I didn't see this last time or when I was watching. Yeah, just a quick clip of Mark Ruffalo. Keep going.
I like this shot. This is
it's a great
shot.
This is Paul
Rudd trying to figure out what the fuck happened. Like, what the fuck happened?
Paul Rudd coming out of a house. Go back just a little bit.
I don't know if he's coming out of a house or just walking down the street.
Oh, just, yeah. But what's just crazy
the importance is the missing posters.
Well, also the street being just a disaster.
That could just be Louisiana.
Jesus.
It was a callback to earlier.
Yeah, I know.
It was actually
really funny, but I wanted to make it
relax.
Not.
I like Louisiana. Easy.
I think the disheveled houses kind of show that maybe.
So where's this supposed to be, though? Is this implied that it's New York or San Francisco?
I imagine.
Those are San Francisco garbage cans.
Yeah, they are.
But this does not look like San Francisco
house. Yeah, there are a lot of shots of San
Francisco. It could be LA. Could be LA.
Lives in San Francisco.
I'm just saying, you're saying those are San Francisco. All California has those garbage cans.
I know,
but he's from San Francisco.
I'm just saying, just to point out, it could be Pasadena. We don't know.
If I were to guess, this is the moment where he gets out, is trying to go find his daughter, and looking around and seeing all these posters and doesn't
maybe
really
that's maybe his daughter was like, can't find dad. I grew up fast too. I'm gonna go do archery with Clint Howard. Or Clint Ronan. What's his name?
No, that wouldn't work because he had
a daughter. I'm totally fucking around.
I know. I'm just messing. I'm going with it. Interesting to see people putting up reward signs because that's the thing. Not everyone got dusted. So just because someone's missing doesn't necessarily mean that they're dusted.
Mm-hmm.
So
or there's people who don't understand like who got dusted and like who.
Well, I mean, you have to imagine, right? Like the vast population wouldn't know what the fuck is going on. You'd be like, what happened? Like, who? Thanos? Like, what? Like,
you gotta
average Joe Blow's walking around probably doesn't really understand that there's a vast universe out there full of these Infinity Stones, right?
Sure.
So just mass. I'm just saying there's probably a lot of confusion around
that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Keep going, Barrett.
So this, you gotta assume.
Is that the
Bats?
That's San Francisco.
No, it's not. It's a Quinjet. It's Tokyo. Yeah. You gotta assume that this is Black Widow going to see Hawkeye.
Wait, seriously? Ronan. This is Tokyo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. The triangle building really got me, and that like for a second I thought that there was that big spinny thing's not there. All right. Yeah. This is her going to get him. Keep going. Now they're having that conversation again. We're getting a lot of red hair.
I need you to cut your hair like this, for the movie.
This is interesting. The red. There seems to be blonde streaks in this.
No, there wasn't the last.
No,
scene,
I think it's just
all the way up. Like that's how hair grows. Okay, got it.
Definitely.
That's what it looked like before.
Okay, cool. Let's keep going. Talking to Ronan, getting him back. Oh.
Dude, Rocket in his original costume from the comics looks fucking cool as hell.
Cool.
I love him on War Machine.
Hanging out
dope.
With War Machine, I love that. I like. How cool would it be if Rocket's hanging out on War Machine, runs out of guns, throws a gun, and just pulls something off War Machine and keeps going? Not only that, what if Rocket's like, hey, your suit's cool, but let me do some upgrades to it, and we get a Rocket-upgraded War Machine?
Oh my God.
That would be so cool. And yeah, this suit is incredibly cool. Let's keep going. Steve Rogers again.
That
Ronan.
Hair is dope.
Yeah, his hair is really dope. Ant-Man in his suit. Now, is this from this movie or from one of the other movies?
That's the thing is, it's not from another movie.
Mm-hmm.
But is this from the scene in Wakanda? That's a big question. There's also a scene of Nebula later that we see that I'm like, I don't understand. I don't get the context of this because this doesn't look like Titan from Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
And also, who is she fighting?
But this is not the shot when she was fighting Gamora in Guardians 2, right?
Mm-mm.
After everything like blew up?
No, that was on a,
that was
more
like a cave,
desert-y
right?
KB yeah. planet. Yeah. So, I don't know what the fuck's up with that. I don't know where he's at.
I like this part where she just fucking snap. That's cool.
Still very blonde there.
Sorry, go back. Let me see the blonde. Oh, that's so cool. Okay, yeah. Totally blonde.
Yeah.
And we get the tightening the strap and he's... God.
In the classic helmet, too.
Mm-hmm.
Ant-Man, I could have done without this scene.
Really?
Yeah, just because like I like that we haven't gotten any action really. Like that seems to me out of place in the trailer.
Sure.
Like pacing wise.
Yeah. But I mean, it just tells you like Ant-Man's gonna have Ant-Man shenanigans happening.
Yeah, I get that, but like I'd rather have seen that not so much actiony, and also it's like now I'm like, where does that even fit? Like I don't like where are they fighting? If there's pencils, you gotta imagine that's the compound.
Well, it could be whatever spaceship they came in got destroyed.
I'm like, what do you think Thanos writes with? He has to have a pencil.
I don't think he does.
Like, if they take the Star-Lord's second ship, like, to wherever Thanos is, and it gets destroyed.
I doubt they had pencils on Star-Lord's ship.
I mean, this pencil is also an audio receiver right there. From this is clearly, like,
I think it's
an
Avengers
Earth
compound.
Structure of some sort.
Yeah. My least favorite part of the whole trailer is the title screen. Fucking weird as hell.
What?
It's dope. Like the music strikes. Mm-hmm. It's like cool, it's epic, but it shows it. The way that it fades to the stinger scene is bizarre as hell. It feels like they were supposed to put like a date and they're like, you know what, we're not going to do that.
Keep playing it, Barrett. Let me see.
Andy.
Oh, this is a cool little moment. We see them in their little suits.
Someone was quantum saying these are quantum suits. What
Does that mean? So the they're called upgraded suits or something like that? No, advanced suits. That's it. So, like, yeah.
This is what they're hinting at.
Are they for space? Do they go into quantum stuff? We don't know.
It's not space. It's quantum stuff. This is what they introduced in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
All right, so we got... tight,
they actually do look like What's-Her-Face's suit. Ghost suits. A little bit.
So we got Cap, Gamora, Ant-Man, Ronan.
I don't see... Where's... Oh, there he is. Bucky.
Yep.
Tony. We knew they were going to get reunited.
Maybe not, though. Who knows?
They also keep using different fonts. Speak into the mic, Andy. Like, Endgame at the bottom, that's the first
time we saw Endgame. I know this has nothing to do with the story. But now they've been changing it to be the same font italicized without the lines above and below it.
Mm.
I don't know why they keep doing that. They keep, like, they're really inconsistent.
It's a European version. That's how they spell it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. There's a U in it. And Gollum.
Keep
playing it. Just watch this fade.
Ngame.
It's weird.
How is that weird?
Because usually those things, it's cut. Watch it with the music playing. There's like a hard strike music and it just fades. Bizarre shit, man.
Mm.
Huh. Well, I think it was to
and then
get
we get this phenomenal scene.
Love it.
Thor grabbing his new hammer right in front of Captain Marvel, and she's just not fazed at all.
Kind of does the smirk.
Yeah. And he just says, I like this one.
Am I the only one that kind of wants to see them like fight just to see who's more powerful?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to get it in this, but I think it'd be cool at some point to have like, another Civil War where they have the fight.
Who's ever side movie it is and like whoever the character is going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thor Ragnarok.
And then we see again What's-Her-Face with long hair. Or I'm sorry, the short blonde hair.
I love how fucking big Stormbreaker is.
Yeah.
It's dope.
It's so big. Yeah. I mean, presumably this is like... I don't know. There's so many different hairstyles.
Well, this is early as fuck.
Yeah.
So
that's what excites me. This goes back to what I was saying in our Captain Marvel review. I think it was on this show that I said this, but I love seeing her in the post-credit stinger because that shows that she's going to be with them from the beginning. This proves that from the beginning of this movie, Captain Marvel's with them.
Yeah. Cool. Also, I like this moment because the tone of this trailer... Very serious, very somber, but then we get a little bit of levity, and it's still those characters we love being their little funny selves.
Into it.
Yeah, very into it.
I was trying to see if there's any hint of her also being in this group of them being dressed up. I assume that they're hiding her.
Here's the thing. Go back.
These two are off planet.
I wonder... No, I'm sorry. Not that far back. I just meant... Yeah. I wonder if this... play it a little bit. Let me play it through all the way. I wonder if the... Oh, yeah. See... We're not getting a pan. We're getting hard cuts.
We know Rocket's with them. We saw him in the last trailer.
But he could also be off-world.
No. We saw him here.
But
in the suit.
Yeah, in that last trailer.
That silhouette shot where Rocket was walking.
But also in that shot, it's a single formed line where, you know, this shot is a little more staggered. Like, people are in different places. So that shot from that other trailer could be fake. This could be also fake.
I think this is a fake shot. I think both of them might be fake, and if it isn't, there could also be more people here that they're just not showing us.
I think that's what it is. I think
Hulk?
This is real.
Yeah.
I think they're just we're missing a couple people that will be them with them, including I think Hulk and Rocket.
That'd be really cool. Really cool. Man.
You think Hulk makes an appearance in this?
Yes. He's gotta. I think Hulk gets his like a redemption moment in this where we see him be Hulk a real, fucking real badass. Ass.
I think Hulk like is in this movie more than Mark Ruffalo.
Interesting.
I thought you were gonna say Mark Wahlberg, and I was like, if you tell me Mark Wahlberg's in this movie, you just got my excitement above it more than Mark Wahlberg.
Cool.
Great trailer though.
Into it.
Very, very excited. I can't wait. I know that we're what, a month away?
Something like 41 days or something.
Yeah, a little bit less.
Rumor is April 2nd will be the ticket sales.
Ugh. That's always so stressing, especially for a movie so hyped as this.
Yeah.
All right, now it's time for this week's... No, out on streaming platforms. So on Hulu this week, Free Solo came out. So if you haven't watched it yet,
oh, cool.
Nick loved it and recommended it. It's now on Hulu.
It's really cool. Definitely watch if you have Hulu. It's worth watching.
And if you have Spotify, you get Hulu now. That's weird.
Is it just...
Really?
Yeah. Automatically? Or I thought it was for new people that's signing on.
No. I have Spotify and I opened it up and it said, now you have Hulu.
Yep. Crazy. Cool. While supplies last.
I have Spotify.
Netflix came out this week. Queer Eye came out, season 3. Love, Death, and Robots. Kung Fu Hustle.
Kung Fu fucking Hustle. If you haven't watched Kung Fu Hustle, do yourself a favor.
What a great movie. Arrested Development season 5B. No one's super excited for this. It's really sad.
I'm still going to watch it just to be depressed.
It's so depressing, but it's out. Triple Frontier, the movie Nick was talking about, also came out this week. And Jimmy Carr's special. I'm a big fan of Jimmy Carr, so I hope I will check that out. He's a stand-up comedian.
Familiar with the name, yeah.
Yeah, that is very British, very dry humor. He spends a lot of time just, like, he will be like, hey, send me a tweet, and like before the show starts, and then he like spends the time just ripping people apart.
Good.
Yeah. And it's real funny stuff. Real funny comedian.
Love it.
Yeah. And then out in movie theaters near you, Captive State. Have you seen the trailer for this?
Mm-mm.
It looks like aliens come and like the government goes real crazy and very, very strict.
I've seen like some images of it. Yeah.
It looks interesting. We also have 5 Feet Apart, which is like a rom-com about two sick kids that can't get close to each other because they have...
It's like a young adult thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I liked the cast. I don't remember who they are. But
it's one of the Sprouse kids.
And
I forget who the girl is.
The woman's the one that I like.
What's it called? 5 Feet Apart?
Yeah. There's also a couple other movies coming out. Is Wonder Park, which is an animated movie that, like, you know, if you got kids, maybe you want to take them to that.
God. I've seen that trailer so many fucking times.
I have too. Way too many times.
It's growing me insane. Yeah.
And then we've got The Aftermath, which is a World War II movie, like a post-World War II movie where Skarsgård. What's his name?
Haley Alexander. Lou Richardson.
Yes. Alexander.
Who I always think is the one that you, the other person.
Zoe Deutsch.
Yeah, Zoe Deutsch, but it's not She's Zoe not, Deutsch. No. Sorry. That's in 5 Feet Apart.
Thanks.
She was also in The Edge of 17.
Have you seen the trailer, Nick?
Split.
Nick.
Yes.
Have you seen the trailer for The Aftermath?
No.
Okay. Well, it's got Alexander Skarsgård and Keira Knightley.
Cool.
Looking like they're going to fall in love.
Oh, that's a good looking couple.
And then Chimera Strain. Which is another trailer that I thought was interesting. It's just those are movies that are coming out this week.
Oh, she's in Operation Finale as well. It was a good movie.
Never saw that.
It's an Oscar Isaac movie where they go hunt down the guy that planned the mass genocide of World War II.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's fucking good. Sorry.
Last week I asked you guys for your Captain Marvel reviews, and you guys came into the bronze tier level at patreon.com/kindoffunny. And answered my request. So here are a couple cool comments. Sam Mosher says, Captain Marvel's a 7 out of 10. Love the twist. Brie Larson did her best with stiff dialogue. The action was pretty bland. And the amnesia plot was boring.
Fair.
Spot on, man.
Yeah. That is a no bullshit review.
Yeah, no.
Right there.
Jorge says, Captain Marvel, great movie. But Fury kept calling S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D., but they didn't decide that until the end of Iron Man. Still really enjoyed it, but could not forget that.
That's not right.
That's not accurate at all.
No, yeah, it is.
No, it's not. That was a joke, though, in Iron Man. Like, it was still, it was S-H-I-E-L-D, and then calling it like, strategic. Oh, we should come up with something a little more simple. I totally read that as a joke. Like, duh, they knew it was fucking S.H.I.E.L.D. That's not an accident.
All right.
All right, Matt.
throw yourself out.
Rora Breck says, I've seen Captain Marvel twice now, enjoyed it, but slightly less on second viewing. Still a solid Marvel film. I think you guys placed it correctly in the MCU in review. Loved Ben Mendelsohn and the Skrulls. Excited to see CM, Captain Marvel, in Endgame and beyond. Hell yeah. That post-credit scene got incredibly excited. Yeah, me too. That was a great post-credit scene.
McDonald's?
No, I still have a salad. Thanks. Yep.
What's next week's?
For next week's bronze level post, did the new Aladdin trailer win you over? Did the first Aladdin trailer like have you excited? Let me know. Again, 140 characters, keep it nice and tight. Are you excited now to see Aladdin? Because I am. Also, Disney's awesome. You know what I mean? Thank you all for joining us today and watching. If you want more of my movie reviews on Twitter, sometimes I review any movie I see at Kinda Funny Kevin. If you want to see what Tim's up to, you can go to at Tim Gettys and see whatever he's talking about there. Nick Scarpino, you probably shouldn't follow, so I'm not going to.
You can follow me on Instagram. I post a lot of funny things there. Also on Twitter, if you want to see what I've just retweeted, follow me. That's great.
And then both of those are at Nick_Scarpino. Is that correct?
It's correct.
God, it's so hard to focus you. Yeah. All right, thank you for watching.
Yeah.
And as always, please give us that thumbs up. You know, like us and all that business.
SoundCloud.com.
We'll see you at the movies.
Kind of funny AF.
Yeah.
Oh, pee-pee time.